This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I love a good opening. Goodness.
It gives me a glow and a buzz, that song, every time I hear it.
Boys, reunited, and it feels so good. It's the Eurovision team reunited. Michael, welcome back.
Oh, good afternoon. It's wonderful to be here. Wonderful.
I know.
It's a special Eurovision version of The Affair this afternoon. It's been 6 months since we were in Malmö. And it's 6 months till we go to Copenhagen.
With a K. With a K and a funny O.
Okay.
Remember that.
Does that have a dot dot like Malmo does?
No, it doesn't. It's something different. I didn't get that far. That was too hard. All I had to know was K, and if it started with K at the train station, I was going to the right place. Okay. That's it. That's all I had to know.
Excellent.
Awesome. Brady?
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm so totally excited. Now, we should explain to the lovely listeners. Yeah. Okay. So tonight, you're not going to hear Eurovision winners, people. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You'll hear what would have won had the Joy Eurovision team been in charge of the voting.
I'm not sure it's a good idea, though. I'm really, like, in the end.
I think it's a fantastic idea. So, yes. So tonight, we'll be telling you what did win, which some of you might be familiar with, and then we'll be telling you who was robbed.
Because we've all got a huge playlist on our said smart devices, haven't we, boys, of the songs that we love and cherish of Eurovision.
Indeedy. So we are also asking our listeners what is their favourite, it doesn't have to be a song that didn't win, but their favourite Eurovision song of all time.
Oh my God, now Brady, could there be a prize to give away?
Not only would you get the joy of participating in the show, you could win the Joy DVD of the week, and it's called Gaby. It was the opening night film at this year's Queer Film Festival. It's an irreverent comedy about a straight girl, Jen, and her hot gay friend, Matt. Aren't all hot gay friends called Matt? Jen proposes that they have a baby together the old-fashioned way. Can they navigate the serious and unexpected snags they hit as they attempt to get their careers and dating lives back on track in preparation for parenthood?
Now, can they ever?
Let's find out.
Oh,
that's thanks
God.
To Love Films.
Now, obviously, we're not going to tell because we're going to just talk about our favourite Eurovisions. And this is, Brady, you were very specific with the years. You said, let's not go back to the 60s.
No.
Let's stay in the last. And Michael, that was a struggle for me.
And I can imagine. There are lots of classics. Classics.
Viva Cantango. Yeah. Just to name one.
Ooh-ah, just a little bit.
I miss Gina G.
Yeah, I know.
Bring her back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now, boys, let's start.
Okay, let's get
okay,
into it.
Okay, so, Brady, your song number one tonight from 2007.
Yes.
Now, who won? Who actually won this year?
Okay, you've thrown this at me because you can't pronounce the name.
No, I will.
It's Maria Serjović.
Serjović.
Thank you.
And it was Molitva, which is basically prayer in Serbian.
Yeah. Yes, now, look, yes. I know I always harp on about 2007 because I was there. So I feel I've got a special...
Were you there?
Yeah, 2007.
You've been sitting on that one. I never knew.
So, yeah, I told you last week we played DJ Bobo.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You weren't listening, were you?
No, because I wasn't paying attention.
I was being told off for saying...
Bobo.
I said Bobo as opposed to DJ Bobo.
Bobo.
Okay, right. So this was the winning song.
Okay. Let's see. Very dramatic.
Just just by the way, this is not SBS radio. This is not SBS radio. This is actually Joy 94.9. We do broadcast in English for most of the time. So if you do hear anything that's not English, it's okay. You haven't changed stations randomly.
Yeah, or woken up from a coma. You know how sometimes people wake up from a coma and they speak a different language?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so look, that was what won.
Yes.
What should have won, in my humble opinion, or IMHO as the kids say.
Oh, you're so young.
Okay, it didn't even come close. It came 21st in the semi-final. Didn't even make it into the final. How? I don't know. It's a classic Eurovision song. She's got an awesome voice. The performance was full of energy. I don't know. People, what were you thinking? It's Edcilia Rombly from the Netherlands with On Top of the World. You're on Joy 94.9.
I've been trying to let you go, and I thought I was strong. But your love's got a hold on me, and now I can't move on.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. It's a special Eurovision affair tonight.
And I'm on top of the world with YouTube boys.
I'm still sitting here fuming that that song didn't make it through to the final, much less win.
Calm down. You need to calm down.
Do you know what? I'm still very upset about Shady Lady by Annie Lorak. How beautiful was she, and how beautiful were the dancers?
Mm-hmm. The Ukrainians always are beautiful.
Always.
Every year. You can even have the most ridiculous song,
yes,
and they will find some way of having hot male dancers join in. It could be a ballad. It could be a ballad that could take 3 minutes, and you could be just driving along the road doing nothing particular, and there'll be men just popping out of rocks or something as part of the staging. Like, they'd have it. It's Ukraine.
It is.
Now, obviously, that was some of our favourite Eurovision moments. When we are asking the question, what is your favourite Eurovision moment or song ever? We've got a prize to give away, Brady, haven't we?
We do have a prize to give away.
It's
Gaby,
isn't it?
DVD of the week. It's Gaby, thanks to Love Films. So if you're a member, haven't won anything in the last 2 weeks, get in touch, as Brady said, as a couple of people have done.
Really?
Yes. Jim from Elphington has nominated Volare, going way back in the day. And William has nominated Ich bin Willifred, also known as Shalali, by Sinek. The 2010... Hold on, we've got excitement in the studio.
Yes. Michael's head's about to pop off. Michael, darling?
I'm so excited by it. That was one of my favourites in the whole entire world. One of my favourites, which I had to not play today because of others, but I just want to have one of them, that whole thing on the wall with a clock. I want to have that playing with one of those clocks with those houses and the people spinning around in them, just like they had on the stage.
I love it. Good choice, William, and you're in the draw.
Oh my goodness! Now, boys, now let's talk about this year,
because
we did touch on it about 6 months ago.
Yes.
But Michael, you were there.
I was there. I was so excited to be there too.
In Malmö.
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 Malmö. I'm not going to say that. I had an absolute ball.
Yes.
The Swedes are lovely people.
Yes.
In many different ways.
Pretty and lovely.
Pretty and lovely. It's a hard combination to get, but
they have it.
They've got it in Sweden.
Yes.
But it was a very interesting ordeal experience. I didn't expect to be working so much. I was hoping for more of a working holiday.
There was more the working than the holiday.
Yeah, but that's okay. Because I got to meet lots of various people. Look, it was very much boring during the day. Like, it was not boring, but the normal media sort of thing during the day, interviews, blah, 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 blah. A lot of the fun happened afterwards, you know. So one of my favourite things was the Euro Club, right?
Now, I've heard about this infamous Euro Club.
It's a magical place.
Yes.
A magical place.
Lots of rainbows,
Lots of rainbows. It's probably the gayest club you can go to without actually knowing it's gay. It's wonderful. I met a lot of lovely people at Euro Club.
Yes,
And I met a lovely Israeli man from the delegation who decided to give me his business card.
Right.
So I knew how to contact him.
Right. Know, just maybe in the next 24 hours after the
like
meet.
That, yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Doing your bit for international relations.
I was.
You were an ambassador mm-hmm. for Australia.
Mm-hmm. With my lanyard on. Everyone knew where I was from.
Excellent.
And the best thing was when I opened my mouth, because I had no accent. Oh, no, yes. Sorry. I had an accent. People wanted to know what I was doing there. It was wonderful.
I do like in the last couple of years of Eurovision, they actually always say, and welcome to our Australian.
Yeah, and remember this year they did that kind of wacky thing where they crossed live in inverted commas to like an Australian lounge room and showed people asleep. Yeah.
And can I say, too much IKEA was going on in that living room.
Oh yeah, no,
to
too
be
much.
Australian, it was too much. Like you needed someone, you know, a couple of empty tinnies, you know, like
I don't know what happens at your Eurovision viewing, but that doesn't happen at mine.
Look, it's very restrictive. It's very restrictive. I have to come in here because my partner's not a fan of it, unfortunately.
Well, how do you cope though? But how do you cope
by doing this, Michael?
Yes.
Your year. Let's
My
come back
year.
To Sweden in a moment.
Okay.
But your year, 2008.
Correct. That was the year that Belgrade hosted, because obviously Moldova
yes.
won. Moldova, you know, that one.
Yes.
Won.
The prayer.
And, of course, we all know that along the same lines as the Serbian, there was a similar language that won.
Yes.
Which was Dima. And he sang a bit of Believe, which I believe we the... Hold me.
Can I
hold
say, I wanted to shoot the people who voted for this.
Really?
I hated this.
I don't mind it. I thought the performance was awful, but
he's pretty.
He is pretty, because you know there's photos of him on the internet.
Oh, there he is.
What, what do you mean, photos?
Oh, there are those sort of photos.
Really?
There are.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there
just
are.
Google, I'll do Google that after.
We'll
the show.
Share them later. But he won. He won.
Yes, he did.
He
win.
Did. But I, there were 2008 was a very difficult year for me to choose. There were lots of good choices.
Yes.
One of them really gets me going every single time I hear it is the Maltese entry. However,
yes,
this one came 14th.
out this of is not, a, this is a common theme tonight,
yeah.
Michael.
Out of 19 yes. in the second semi. So obviously, it didn't quite make the grand final that
yes,
year.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but it's. I think it's an appropriate one for a day like today. It's a lovely day today for this sort of
absolutely.
Of song. It's called Vodka, and it's by Morena. And you're listening to The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Listening to a very Eurovision affair tonight on Joy 94.9. And that was Vodka from Malta back in 2008, Michael.
Correct. A little while ago. One of my... I always dance that in the car. And I feel that people looking at me as they're driving past think I'm a little bit crazy. Like, you know, like white walls sort of crazy.
Do you know, it's funny you should say that, because while that song was on, I thought if anyone walks past the studio and looks in this window, there are three men sitting around a desk, rocking in their chairs, tapping on the desk, looking like absolute morons.
Oh, nothing new at Joy 94.9.
No, exactly.
Goodness, three homosexuals having a dance in Studio 3.
It's the only way you get on, really, isn't it?
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Now, Sweden, you said it's a beautiful country.
It's a lovely country.
Yeah, and everyone was lovely?
Everyone was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just so giving and kind and lovely and welcoming. And like I could have, like, just... One day I was about to interview the Swedish entrant.
Yes.
Robin Stjernberg.
Big hair, little man.
Big hair, little man.
Yeah.
He actually said in the interview, afterwards, we were having a chat, that he styled his haircut on Jed Wood. Like, he actually decided to have, I know, and I gave him a bit of a look of disapproval. Oh, look, good. I love Jed Wood. I love Jed Wood.
Yes.
But, you know, it's not a good...
They're not really style icons.
No. And since their hair has gone flat... You know, it's you can't bring it back from the dead.
So is their career, you could say, really.
Well,
boom, boom.
Don't say that too loudly. Careful.
Oh, my goodness.
Careful.
But Robin was lovely.
Robin was lovely. His people were lovely.
Yeah.
And I was just walking around afterwards in the centre of Malmö.
Yes.
Where they got festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
And they were just lovely people everywhere. They were performing and it was a lovely sunny day for once. And it was nice. I would go back there tomorrow. without a problem.
Brilliant. Oh. Now, do you know what next, the next track, because I'm glad we're talking about Swindon, because that's actually my choice of 2009. But before we do that, I actually want to play the winner. Now, boys.
Once this gets in your head, it won't go
and
out.
I apologise for playing this now. It's Fairy Tale. Bloody Alexander Rybak has a lot to answer.
Stop the fiddle.
And it was Norway. No, we've lost our minds,
that's
Michael.
Really,
that's it.
Wow.
We're not playing anymore.
No, that's enough. That's enough. Look, he's actually got a few new tracks out of late.
Yes.
Which are very folky still. So they're sort of, they're the types that you listen to and think, oh, yeah.
There's not a long way you can go with the fiddle.
Yeah, you're a bit young to play this sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah. But and I absolutely love the next artist. It is Malina Ehrman with La Voix, or The Voice.
Yeah.
And this is popra at its best. And only the Swedes can do popra, I've decided.
No, I tell you who else can. Slovenia a couple of years prior. But this is very similar.
It's better.
Oh, you're on Joy 94.9. It's the Eurovision Affair.
Hi, this is Robin, and you are listening to Joy 94.9.
Well, speaking of Joy 94.9, generally, this is the Eurovision Affair right here on Joy 94.9. Oh, my goodness. I'm only just recovering from that ladder.
Popra.
Oh, that's beautiful.
At its best.
Yeah, look, we have reunited the Joy Eurovision team tonight for our special 6 months till Copenhagen affair.
Yes.
So it's Brett and Michael in the studio. And
joining us on the line, Hickey from Auckland.
Hello, Kiorio. How are you doing?
Kiorio, my goodness, you're a hard man to track down, Hickey.
Particularly when I do typos.
Yes, it's not good. It's not good. Hickey, are you excited that we've only got 6 months to go?
Well, I'm actually quite excited that we're going to Copenhagen because, quite frankly, I want to see how Danish television can redeem themselves from the infamous Dr. Death and the Tooth Fairy presentation.
They were fantastic. Rhyming couplets galore.
I have one thing to say, okay?
Yeah. Hikaru, you know this is an 8-minute segment.
I know this is an 8-minute Okay. I want to know what on... Michael.
Yes.
I hope you're there, all right?
Of course I'm here.
It's been bloody relief. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. We've been through this before. If you went to joy.org.au/joyEurovision and listened to the Eurovision discs, you would know exactly my feelings on that particular song because that was one of my favourites.
I just wondered if time had come by and you'd actually reconsidered. You know?
No, I'm a diehard fan. I would never reconsider such things.
Now, speaking of which, Hickey, about selections tonight. Now, you've sent me the two songs. The first song I'm going to play now, and let's have a quick chat of it. It's from 1993.
Oh, yes. Ruth Jacob. Now, y'all can see this by next week.
Oh, Hickey, why was that such a memorable song for you, my love?
Okay, for starters, I love the message, and this was the start when, you know, the Netherlands, I love the Netherlands for a start, but they actually had the funniest songs coming around, and if you look at the clip, you can actually see that what gay man would not love that song just for what Ruth has got on? I mean, she's wearing flares out to hear from here. Frankly, they stretch all the way from Ireland to the Netherlands themselves.
Can I say, in regards to that, though, I have to say I much prefer your choice than Ireland. Because remember, Ireland won all of the bloody 90s, or half of them.
But do you know what, Hickey?
Yes,
there is
actually an investigation into that.
I'm very disappointed that if you're picking a song from 1993, you didn't take Sonia, Better the Devil You Know.
Because Better the Devil I Knew did not pick that song.
And now, Hickey, you've chosen another one. So almost 10 years on, you then chose 2002, Macedonia. Yes. Mate, we need to talk about this because I'm not impressed, but I'll just play the clip first.
Just listen.
Please love me.
Now, Hickey, was that the Macedonian, was that the James Bond Macedonian theme? Because it's very Golden Eye-ish.
Okay, if you had seen the clip, again, this is all about the performance clip.
Which works very well for the radio, Mr. Freeman.
Okay, I'm saying that we live in an age when people can go listen to one thing and then they go quickly go Google and then they can go listen, you know. We're human.
Yes.
We're in a new age now. About this song.
Yes.
The way that she does, when the verses change, she looks like she's just wearing this big dress and then she takes off this cloak and is wearing like this Xena warrior princess bodice.
It's the reveal. It's the reveal.
It's an amazing reveal. And it has never been equaled on Eurovision since.
What about back in the early 80s when the bad, was it Norway or Denmark?
Are you talking
when,
about
when the dress got princess? Accidentally pulled off and then a new dress popped out.
No.
It was so this contrived.
No. Carolina takes this into another level. Another level.
Okay.
And it is one of the biggest gasping moments. That plus the lyrics, my rudimentary Macedonian, and probably Michael can back me up on this, are actually not that bad. That's my defense of it, and
okay.
I rest.
Okay. Any highlights from you from this year, Hickey?
Oh, highlights from this year. Well, my highlights begin with M and they end in O, and that is spelled Montenegro, and they got robbed.
Oh. I must say though,
yes.
It was quite a performance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Quite a performance. You don't see astronauts very often.
And if you actually look at the score, they did actually come like within just a sliver of actually qualifying.
Just love how we're getting excited that they almost made it into the final. Not that they almost won. They almost qualified.
Hey, for Montenegro, that would be huge, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm hoping to see San Marino qualify this year. This coming year, I should say.
Oh, Valentina, third time lucky.
I know. Seriously, the fact she's like the third artist announced. I mean, that's hardcore, you know?
Oh, she was the first. I think she was like first. She was the first person, like before we even had considered anything about this year, next year's contest. She was already there, already signed up, ready to go.
And you know, if this is the thing, is that there are good. San Marino could be like the Italian Monaco or something like that. But no, they keep on sending this woman every single year.
At least she knows what to do. It's less than to train someone else up to do it instead.
Maybe that's a very good point.
Maybe she's going charity vote. People will feel sorry for her, you know. Oh, just give it to her so she'll go away. It'll be like John Wood winning a gold Logie.
Now he
Valentina Moneta, the John Wood of Eurovision.
That you've heard it here first on Joy 94.9. Now, Hickey, the next song we're going to play is from 2010. Now, when I'm going to play it, have a think. I want to hear about what was your song you thought was robbed. So obviously it was Germany with Satellite, with the lovely Lena. Yeah. Who did you think?
And I liked it when she went, you know, bat expletive the next year, but that's another story.
Completely now, different, yeah, completely different track that she played the following year. But what was your favourite pick of 2010?
2010, the one that I actually loved the most was Blue.
Yes, Blue was in 2010.
I think they got really robbed. They should have done a way, way, way better than 11.
Yeah, I have to sort of agree with him.
Look, I didn't hate it, but I didn't think it was worthy of winning.
Really?
They could have done better on stage, I feel.
Yeah.
Well, worn less clothing. That's
correct.
Basically, yeah. I mean, they'd all...
That's what it really boils down to.
But they had all been to the gym. They all looked buff.
And that one that's by is massively buff.
Have you seen photos lately?
Sorry, by?
Oh, Duncan James.
Oh, yeah.
By.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Where have I been?
Follow Blue's Twitter. You will definitely get lots of male flesh. I can tell you that.
Oh,
okay,
excellent.
We'll get on to that.
That's what we want to do. Hey,
already
now,
done.
Hickey, Michael's track was next. And I have to agree with Michael because it's Playing With Fire by Romania by Paul Selling and Ovi. Now, I have to say, Michael, great selection.
Thank you.
My favourite in this performance was the acetate pianos.
See, I think the staging lost it for them because in the performance, when they stand up at the end and start singing, yes. I think the song is more appealing. I think the staging of sitting at the piano for two-thirds of the song may have robbed them.
But, you know, that does have pedigree.
A pedigree.
It
does have pedigree. Look,
double-edged piano.
I'm sure someone will recover those pianos at some point in the future. Maybe paint them.
They'll be back in the Liberace Museum in Vegas in no time short. Hickey, any final words before you leave us?
Nothing I can say. This has been a fun little reunion. I love what you guys are doing, and look forward to seeing what sort of fun madcap adventures we can get up to 6 months from now.
Absolutely, and as promised, Romanian's entry from
2010.
And it was
Playing with Fire here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is François Sagat. Et vous écoutez Joy sur 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. It's a special Eurovision affair tonight. 6 months until we go to Copenhagen.
Oh, my God. How exciting. Hey, boys. I had some messages during the week.
Ooh.
The disco, my lovely friends at the Disco Appreciation Society, and you'll find them on a social media site called Facebook. One of them, the lovely George, sent through one for 2001, and he thought the Swedish entry of Listen to Your Heartbeat.
Friends.
Oh, that's on my playlist.
Really?
That one. Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
I've seen to that as well. Of course.
Now, Jan sent through, and this is on my playlist. I was very excited. It was 2012. It was from the Ukraine by Gatiana. Be my guest.
Yes.
And now, that one was pumped through all the different clubs at Eurovision time. Everyone was singing along. It's a big one.
It's on my gym playlist.
Ah, there we go.
And let me just say, I work that cross trainer when that song comes on.
Okay, now I know this isn't like a meeting for Eurovision addicts, but how many Eurovision playlists do you have on your smartphone, boys?
Oh, I have got one big one when I'm in a really big, like, Eurovision mood.
Yes.
And then I've got a number of songs in my car. One.
Yes.
And then I've got another little one just for, you know, just in case I need something quick to listen to.
So three.
Three.
See, I've got two. One, obviously, I made up for tonight, and the other one is just the usual Brett's Eurovision.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that is everything from many years ago to now.
Yep.
Yourself, Brady?
Two plus the gym one, which is probably 80% Eurovision songs. So I have one which is just Eurovision, and I have a Swedish Eurovision one because, you know, I love the Swedish entries.
Now, it's funny you should talk about the Swedish entries because, obviously, Loreen, who I'll be playing a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guys, I wasn't that crazy on her performance, but this year when she came out, I thought she did a stellar performance.
Really?
I loved it. I loved the interaction.
I didn't like it.
And the children singing.
That was one of the longest dresses that I've ever seen in my life. And up close,
yeah.
I reckon they would have needed about 1,000 children to make that particular dress.
Do you think that's what they got paid in? Right. You guys help on the dress, you get to be on Eurovision.
Pretty much, I reckon.
And you're not buying it, Brady.
No, I didn't like it. I like a new performance of the song, a proper performance.
Could you give an example?
Any year where they come back and they do the whole song. I don't want a half song. I don't want them to not turn up. Remember Charlotte Pirelli didn't come back?
Oh, poor. Well, she was
what
busy.
What was her story?
Well, she had all that face work done. It took some time,
she
boys.
She was off busy. Yeah.
Bandages are not a good look on television.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I've had that discussion with you before about Charlotte. I hated that song, but I loved Hero, and that came third last.
Yeah, it's not good. How can you not love Take Me to Your Heaven? That hair flick at the end where her fringe lands across her face right as the final note hits is just television gold.
Oh, my Lord. Now, you also said not so long ago, you talked about Aqua playing at one of the Eurovision as their halftime entertainment.
Yes, the intermission act. It was fantastic. It went for about 20 minutes, Aqua Mega Mix. It was brilliant. You can get it on the YouTube.
You can get on YouTube. Michael, what was the halftime performance this year?
This year it was a very, very camp Swedish history lesson. So we had...
Yes!
It was... Yes, and it had Corolla in it for about 3 seconds. I felt ripped off.
Yes, before she got blown away.
Yeah.
Yes, it was magic, absolute magic. And I was in hysterics at the dress rehearsal watching.
Yes.
And I was there, do I share this? No, I can't. It was too exciting to share with anyone, so I had to keep it to myself.
It was great. Look, it was a fine production this year. I was really impressed. I liked the host. I liked the intermission. I liked the little video segues. I thought it was really, really well done.
Now, do you think because it is in Denmark and the king, the future king and queen of Denmark have only recently visited Australia for the Opera House 40th birthday? Do you think Mary? I want Mary to be part of it, boys. I want Mary to present, or at least like shake someone's hand, the winner.
I don't see why Mary couldn't.
Because, you know, the Australian connection, Denmark. Eh.
Surely they'd at least go and we could, like, cut to them in the crowd.
Sure they'd have a box that they'd be singing in, a special box in the island.
Queens always have lovely boxes.
So it is on an island. Tell us a little bit more about this.
So basically, it's all happening on the 6th to 10th of May, right? It's a little bit earlier than normal. It's on an island called Refshaleren. And if you're Norwegian, please let me know if that was incorrect.
Or Danish.
That too, the same diff. They're all the same, aren't they?
See, it's not just me. It gets them confused.
It's too hard.
That's Norland countries.
They're up there. It's in the corner. It's an island in Copenhagen. And on the island, there are two old shipmaking buildings. And that's where it's going to be. And so this island's going to turn into Eurovision Island. So it's going to be colourful and wonderfulness for a whole week. And inside one of the halls, it will be the actual space of the performances.
Yes.
And the stage was actually going to be an island. So it'll be in the middle of the hall, which is on an island.
Yeah.
For people to be all Eurovision-y excited at. It's very, very exciting.
I love that concept. What a simple concept to have.
It was a very thought-out journey to that stage. We had prisons and all sorts of random places ready to host.
Do you think they throw that in to sort of, that's the red herring to get people talking?
Oh, I don't know.
Or they just don't know.
No, I think that was actually an actual proposition. Going to a prison. Imagine going to Port Phillip to do Port Phillip Prison to do a Eurovision show. I think they'd love that.
But you could do that at Port Arthur. Well, maybe you couldn't. Alcatraz, can I say, I've been to Alcatraz in San Fran. That would be fantastic for concerts because they've got all these open air sections that you look back into San Francisco. They always used to say the best view of San Francisco was from the Big House.
Well, that was deliberate.
Yes.
So that the prisoners would suffer more.
It works for me.
It works for me.
Yeah.
Something that I suffered from in 2011 was the winner, which was Azerbaijan. L featuring Nicki.
One of the weakest winners in recent history.
Here it is.
Let us have a small section of it.
And this was the winning performance, by the way.
However, L is little, and he rocks the party afterwards. Can I just add that?
Really?
He parties hard, that L. I saw him going all night afterwards at the Euro Club. Yeah. But he does have a new song, Al.
Yes.
And it actually isn't too bad. I think it's in the next Eurovision update, so at the Joy Eurovision site, there'll be the video of it. It's not too bad a song. It's much better.
I'm glad you mentioned the site as well, Michael, because you have been doing, even though it isn't Eurovision season, you have been doing a marvellous job with little tidbits of information. I love it, Michael.
As things happen, keeping us in touch with new songs that come out from artists. Tooji,
hello. Tooji. It was big. It's still on the chart. Apparently.
Wow.
Still charting. I kind of...
And just in case people don't know the group...
It's, I can't remember. But if you much easier to go to joy.org.au/joyEurovision. And there's Twitter and Facebook and posts and videos and all sorts of random things there.
Now...
Okay, Brady, now we've
this
had
is
that
your
awful
choice.
Song.
Yes.
Let us have a song that came so close to me. It came third. He's so beautiful. I've got three of his albums. He's lovely. He's popular. He's Erik Saade. Listen to the last 30 seconds where it goes insane. You're on Joy 94.9. Stop, don't say that it's impossible, 'cause I know it's possible. Hi, we're Aqua.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9.
It has been a Eurovision Affair special tonight. And for those who are wondering, Benny B has sent us a message reminding us that it's 185 days and 11 hours to go till the first semi-final of Eurovision 2014.
Oh, thank you, Benny. But I want to say big thank you for Michael for joining us.
Anytime. Anytime, boys. Anytime.
Now, Michael, where do we normally hear you on Joy?
Oh, you can hear me on Monday to Friday, 6 o'clock on the 6 at 6 right here on Joy 94.9. And I'll be as well driving you home this Monday.
Really?
I will be with Simon. We'll be together again. It'll be S&M Monday Drive this Monday.
So who is it? Just you and...
And Simon.
Oh,
we're getting
fantastic.
To bed together. So we're driving you home on Monday.
Fantastic.
And then I'll be on the 6 at 6 the week after that.
Oh, exactly. I will be tuning in. Hey, guys, our final song tonight, it was last year, wasn't it? Loreen with Euphoria. What do you reckon? Do you reckon it should have won?
No. It's a good song. It was inoffensive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
But,
What should have won, Brady?
Look, can I say, and I know I'm sorry, but it is Denmark, which is quite interesting that it is in Denmark.
In Denmark,
next year.
Not Norway.
Not Norway. That's right, We've worked that out. Yep. Saluna Samay. Oh, Brady, I just love this song. It's just... Oh, it's so nice.
She shouldn't have worn the hat. That's all I'm saying.
She shouldn't have worn the hat. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries.
Ready, final words?
Eurovision forever.
Good night, Australia and Europe.
Joy 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.